The first poem I'm going to read is called Fluss der Zeit. It's German, naturally, roughly translated as flow of time or stream of time, time stream. I don't know if anyone here saw a movie that played interminably around various venues since early summer. It was an underground bit of a sleeper hit. It was called Rivers and Tides, about the work of an English artist named Andy Goldsworthy, whose work is based on creating art in natural settings that is set based on his own self-destruction, or destruction caused by the various movements of time, wind, currents, and natural forces, usually for fairly brief periods, sometimes over longer. It's a beautiful film. I recommend you seeing it if you haven't seen it. And I was very impressed by it. And seeing this film inspired, or whatever, kicked off the first lines that led to the poem of the Greek region. So I dedicated this poem to Andy Goldsworthy. Okay, I care if I should know. Here it is. Fluss der Zeit. Flow of the river, where I stood one day on the bank, imagining against the flat rocks under its belly, the mud in the water that browned the water, the slick polychrome like Joseph's robe that slipped across its surface, a scarf of blood and gold and cobalt, a mask tattooing its mouth, the skulls kniving the sweat of the scullers through veils of glittering coals, the flotsam snagging driftwood and trash, the Canada geese waddling incurious and prim on the mudflats, and the bridges grew wings and lifted from the pylons, rats of traffic into my teenage sky. A flock of cities spanned like galaxies in spiral showers of stone called meteors. Such falling stars that made me glow and dream with a crazy hope. Was it hope? Was it crazy? And an ignorant faith. Was it faith? And was it ignorant? A foolish wisdom, or was it wise folly? Perpetual birth that fed on perpetual death. Decay of eagles feeding coombs of crabgrass, rot of wolf and wolverine, elk and cougar, of rat and dog and owl and mouse and sparrow. On a bed of bouldering dandelion, rank as bitter, salting the air and tendering tart as perfume. Meadows of clover and beetle, of daffodils and dragonflies, oaks and roses, worm and dogwood, snapdragon and lynx, fog and spider and caterpillar, lichen and butterfly and whited moth, whippoorwill and noctilucent cloud, in a bracken of stone and bramble and pine cone, fox and hawk and a turtle and clever son of the morning, swinging his rifle with his lover, shining his table with weighted appetite, and glow of tongue in the body's melding warmth, piercing the world with a drunk-making light, shot from astonished thought, that wondering world sounded in tones that licked the lips with fire. A capturing packet, forwards, a wildly multiplying mirror of the rivers slash and rush, its fall and flood and roaring wind-burned tempest caught in the hand of the mind in all its sum. Wine winging like the crossweave and the cawing of the crows, out of the forest, over the fields, out of the winter, over the pasture, out of the spring, into the autumn, as they call and come and go, to vanish folded like a shovel of mud, squeezed with gold into the flow. And I wake, book, the bank out of my dream, that single layer of ice on the winter river, that lifted the moment until the moment broke and flooded the years to come with the years.
Called Winter Sun.
It skims the southern clouds, bowed, glowing, white, majestically vague, as old as light on earth. It sees nothing like a god.